first off, my office only recently became aware that the city didn't have early voting for this coming municipal election. I mean, I think that in general, the public, including myself up until now, thought that there was going to be early voting. We had early voting in the 2012 elections. And in fact, in Pinellas County, in general, the turnout was substantial for early voting. I think it's important because we should be doing everything that we can to make it as easy and as accessible for people to vote as we can.
Do you know what the city's rationale is for not having early voting in the city election?
I don't. And in fact, I think that when I reached out to some of the members of city council, they expressed surprise and didn't realize that there wasn't going to be early voting. So this seems to have been a decision that came from the top.
What kind of pressure are you putting on the city government to institute early voting, and what do you think might work in order to get there to be early voting for this election?
Well, I think that the purpose of the press conference today is twofold. Number one, it's to call attention to this, to the fact that there isn't, at least as of now, isn't going to be early voting, so that our citizens in the community know that that this may not be available to them. And then secondly, is to hopefully put pressure on the mayor to go ahead and call for early voting and put it in place. And hopefully the citizens will also reach out to the mayor's office and say, hey, you know, this is something that we want to have the opportunity to do. It's more convenient. And we want to have the opportunity to vote early.
And finally, Rick Kreisman, candidate for mayor of St. Petersburg. One of the partners in this press conference of yours is the NAACP. How do you think that not having early voting might affect minority turnout?
Well, certainly. I mean, if there's any group in particular that has been disenfranchised over the years, it's the African-American community that has had, you know, issues with voting rights and opportunities to vote. So, you know, there was a considerable percentage of the population, of the African-American population, that took advantage of early voting in the last election in 2012. So I think that certainly that's a big factor as to why the NAACP is looking at this issue and saying, wait a minute, you know, we want to have the ability for members of our community to vote early.